Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm here working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a question for you. Well, it's not really a question. It's more of a statement. And the statement is this: don't skip your real estate investing education. Now, why do I bring that up? I mean, there's all this stuff going on in the world with coronavirus. There's all these things that are impacting lives. People are, you know, losing work. I just watched a news feed where they said, you know, there's like millions of people that filed for unemployment benefits. There's a bunch of millions more that have technically lost their jobs because of this whole thing. You know, I'm looking at news feeds here. Let me just share with you some of the news feeds that I'm seeing. And trust me, this is all going to come together. This will make sense in a moment. Here's one from the Philadelphia Inquirer. It says, the headline is this: do I need to pay my rent? Renters' rights in Philadelphia during the coronavirus pandemic. So, I mean, there's an article right there that's targeting renters, and they're wondering, you know, there are renters out there that are wondering, do I have to pay my rent? So, you know, it's a concern on renters' mind. Here's another one from NBC News. No money, but rent is due. In Colorado, few eviction protections as coronavirus spreads. So there's something going on with in Colorado that may or may not be affecting in evictions. So, you know, what's going on in Colorado may not be going on in your state. So something to consider, something you need to look at. Here's another one. Landlords are illegally evicting tenants during the coronavirus pandemic. And that's from BuzzFeed News. You know, that tells me that you've got people out there that are doing things incorrectly. They're doing things wrong. And, you know, if you're trying to evict a tenant during a period where all evictions are on hold, all evictions are on freeze, then, you know, I think you're pressing the envelope and you're doing the wrong thing. Here's another article: coronavirus and landlords. Owners juggle rent and mortgage payments. That was from curb.com. Here's another one from the New York Times: coronavirus and rent. What can landlords do? You know, all of these articles are linking right back to the premise that I have, or the, you know, if we're going to, well, let's talk from an educational standpoint. The everything that I am suggesting to you supports my thesis. My thesis is this: don't skip your real estate investing education. And that's really what I'm trying to get to. You know, I come on the show every day and I bring you information. I see my role as being an educator. And I'll tell you, I've got a serious background when it comes to education. You know, most of you know, and some of you don't, that I spent 27 years in the United States Army. Now, a lot of you think that, okay, you were in the Army for 27 years, so all you did was you run around with your gun and your MREs and, you know, shoot the bad guys and all this other stuff, you know. And I'll tell you this, there's a component of the Army that does that, okay, but there's a lot more involved with the Army than just going out and taking out the bad guys and breaking their toys. There's a whole infrastructure. There's a whole support system. And I'll tell you what, nothing happens in the Army without some type of formal education. It's that simple. And I'll relate it to real estate. Nothing should happen in your real estate investing career without proper education. I mean, in the Army, we don't just take a brand new recruit, hand them a M4 rifle, hand them some MREs, give them some uniforms, kind of tell them how to use all that stuff, and then just send them out to fight a war. No, we don't do that. We go through a process called basic training. And basic training is designed to refocus the mindset of the warrior and basically to create a warrior from somebody who was not a warrior prior to going through that process. Once they go through that process, then they go through another process called advanced individual training, where they learn the specific skill sets that they need in order to perform their job. You know, for many careers in the Army, it can take about a year to get through the training, to get through the education, just to be qualified to do the job. And that doesn't involve, you know, getting to the job, getting to the unit, going through all kinds of additional training, both individual and collective training, and things that are designed to help you understand how to do your mission based on the war fight. Now, again, you're asking, all right, Al, what does all this Army stuff have to do with education and real estate? It's no different. It's no different. If you decide that you're going to step out in the world and you're going to do real estate, yeah, you wake up one morning, you read an article, you read a book or something, and it says, real estate is the way to go. Real estate is the way to retire yourself. And I don't argue with that. I do firmly believe that real estate is the way to go, and real estate is the way to retire yourself. The problem is this, where you're getting your information from. Do you know that information, just because it's available, doesn't mean it's effective, doesn't mean it's correct? You know, where do you go to get that qualified real estate investing education? I mean, you know, there's a lot of places that you can turn. And a lot of you do this. A lot of you are like, well, I don't need a company like Lifestyles Unlimited. See, I can do this all on my own. I am a smart gentleman. I am a very smart guy, and I can get this done. Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. But I'll tell you what. What I want you to do is I want you to give us a shot. I want you to come listen to what we've got to say. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't cost you a dime to do it. It costs you a little bit of your time. It's going to take about an hour and a half of your time in the comfort of your living room or in the comfort of your study or in the comfort of wherever you want to watch a free live video presentation. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you our free live stream class. This is the basic class that gets you going on real estate investing, that gets your mind focused on what's important. It also gives you an opportunity to become a member of our organization and really raise the bar and take it to the next level. And if you want to do this, if you're ready to take action, what I want you to do is do this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, you're going to see several different events that are available. Pick the one that makes sense to you. If you're on the West Coast, maybe you want to choose one that starts at 6:30 on the West Coast. If you're on the East Coast, maybe you want one that starts at noon. It doesn't matter. Pick the right one, get yourself an introductory education, and let's see where that takes you. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, on today's show, we're talking about not skipping your real estate investing education. It is so important for you to get the fundamentals down, to get the basics down, to get all of the information you need so that you can go out and start a real estate business without walking into a wood chopper. Yeah, that's the best analogy I can come up with. Because I'll tell you what, people that just jump into real estate that don't have any really good formal education, they have trouble. Some of them get slaughtered. Now, why do I know this? because I was a guy that went out and got some real estate education, but I got it from a source that was not Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, I'd never heard of Lifestyles Unlimited when I first, you know, decided I was going to take this plunge into real estate investing. And, you know, I was following somebody else's map. And that map was focused pretty well on how to buy properties, but what it didn't focus on is it really didn't focus on how to operate properties. And more important, on the buying component, it was focused on doing no money down type of stuff. So it would allow you to leverage heavily a property. Now, we believe in leverage at Lifestyles Unlimited. Leverage is very important, especially to get the returns that we get. But there's a danger zone. There's a point where you can over leverage a property. And if you over leverage that property, you run yourself into potential problems. Why do I know this? Because I am guilty of doing it. I followed somebody else's map and it didn't work. So why am I telling you all of this? Well, it's real simple. There are a plethora of places where you can go to start your real estate investing education. I mean, you can go to books, you can go to blogs, you can try and find a mentor, you can listen to podcasts. There's a ton of things you can do. I mean, you're listening to me right now, so that tells me one of two things. Either you're interested in doing this real estate investing, okay, or you're currently doing the real estate investing, or the other thing is, this just happens to be what's on your radio and it's in, you're just kind of listening to it. You know, it's one of two things. But the key thing is this, you're listening. And hopefully I've got your attention. Now, before we get into some of these pitfalls of education, and there's some pitfalls out there, and we're going to talk about those things. What I want to do is I want to share with you a piece of information that came in from the National Multifamily Housing Council. And what they found was this, 89% of apartment households made a full or partial rent payment by April 19th in its survey of 11.5 million units of professionally managed apartment units across the country. And that's up from five percentage points from April 2nd. Okay, so what that's telling me is that people are doing the right thing and they are making their best effort to make their rental payments. You know, the National Multifamily Housing Council's rent payment tracker numbers also examined historical numbers and found that 93% of renters made full or partial payments from April 1st through the 19th of 2019, and 93% of renters in March of basically 2020. So what you're seeing here is that we're still having rents paid. People are still doing the right thing. People realize that they have a contract between their landlord and themselves that in order to provide, you know, clean, safe, functional housing, there's a cost associated with doing that. There's a monetary payment that must be made. And those people are making those payments. I mean, this is really, really good news. Now, we don't know if people are meeting their rent obligations because of the support of the federal relief funds, or maybe they're going to credit cards, or maybe there's, you know, alternative flexible options provided by the owners and operators. We're not sure, you know, what's causing this, but the good news is this. People are behaving honestly. People are behaving professionally. People are behaving as people should behave. They're honoring their obligations. They're honoring their commitments, even though we're in the middle of this pandemic event. And I know that there are states that are trying to open up, and I get that, and I hope that happens as swiftly as possible, but not so swiftly that we put ourselves in danger. The last thing we want to do is go back into quarantine, or, you know, whatever they want to call this thing. I'm calling it a quarantine because I'm kind of stuck in my house. I only get out to maybe go to the grocery store. I've got to wear a mask and things like that. I don't bring anybody else from my family. So, you know, that limits the exposure, and that's just the way it is. So why do I bring all that up? Because it gets back to the core competency of getting a qualified real estate investing education. And like I said, I don't care if you get it from books. I don't care if you get it from blogs. I don't care if you get it from a mentor. I don't care if you get it from podcasts. You should be getting it. But I would caution you this, and this is something you really need to listen to. You don't necessarily know the credibility of the individual providing you the education. That's right. If you go to a blog, what do you know about that blog? What do you know about the person that writes that blog? Well, you know what they provide you. You know that they provide you specific information. But what do you really know about their expertise? What do you really know about their ability to do real estate? I'll tell you, there's some good bloggers out there, some smart ones. I've read their stuff. They get it. I think they're Lifestyles Unlimited members. And then I've read some other stuff that if you follow what they're saying, you're going to go to doom and gloom. And we don't want you going to doom and gloom. So if you're going to look at blogs, okay, then you need to make sure that whoever's stuff you're listening to is accurate and they know what they're doing. It's that simple. Now, I'll tell you, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't do blogs. No, we don't do blogs because blogs become a haven for people's opinions, okay? Because you write your blog and then people, you know, post their opinions about what was in the blog. And then, you know, you get this follow-on effect, which can also create a misinformation flow. And when misinformation flows, it can get into your head. When it gets into your head, you start making bad decisions. When you make bad decisions, you make errors in your real estate investing strategy, in your operations, in what you're doing. And that causes doom and gloom. We don't want that. We don't want that for you. Not at all. What we want you to do is get proper education. Now, I'll tell you, we've got it. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got it. Why do I know that? Because I'm a member. I mean, I came to this organization extremely skeptical. I really thought it was just another, you know, hey, they just want to dip their hand into my wallet and pull money out event. And what I found was this. That's not the case. Okay, I went to the free workshop and I got educated. I got information that I could use. And when I filtered all the information through my brain, it made perfect sense for me to become a member. So I signed up and I became a member. And I'll tell you what, my life changed radically that day. I am on a glide path to financial freedom that I have never, ever thought I could get to prior to becoming a member. I have retired myself, you know, and that's really cool because I thought I was going to be working till the age of 70. I just turned 56. Okay, technically I'm working doing a radio show, but I'm not slaving away at the 40, 50, 60, 70 hour a week job that I used to be a slave to. Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life. Safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're just reminding you not to skip your real estate investing education. I know a lot of you are sitting at home. You've got time on your hands. Now, some of you are working from home, and that's awesome, but some of you are not. Some of you are basically locked into your house, locked into your apartment, and you know, you've got nothing going on. You're going a little stir crazy. You've probably gotten to know your family a little better, and maybe a little bit too much. Maybe you all need a little break from each other. I mean, that happens with families. It's not a bad thing. But where I want to go with this is I want you to sequester yourself into education. I want you to sit down and think about what the possibilities are for you. And I'll tell you what, real estate can get you to those possibilities. Real estate can get you to where you're trying to get to, but you've got to get started. And in order to get started, you've got to have a proper education. Without a proper education, I'll tell you, it's bad news. It's bad news. Let me relate to you a little bit. You know, we talked a little bit about the Army. I've got 27 years experience, doing stuff in the Army. So I've got a wealth of experience when it comes to education. In the Army, you don't do anything without having some type of prior education. Now, sometimes the education comes maybe after a duty assignment. It's not a perfect system, but it's designed to educate you on what you need to know for the element you're operating within. Okay, so if let's say you're an enlisted infantry guy. All right. You know, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go through basic training, and then you're going to go through advanced individual training, which is going to teach you all the warfighter stuff that you really need to know to be an infantry soldier. Okay. And then you're going to get to your unit of assignment, and maybe that unit of assignment is an airborne unit. So you've got to go to airborne school. Maybe it's a ranger unit. So you've got to go to ranger school. Maybe it's, maybe you're on track for special forces. Okay. So now you've got to go through the qualification course, and you've got to go through SF training. All of this training is designed to prepare you for what you're going to encounter. It's tough training. Don't get me wrong. It's tough training, but it's designed to get you to a point where you can become combat effective in what you do and gives you the winning spirit as a warrior. You get that? It's no different in real estate. It really isn't. You know, if you bypass the basic training, if you bypass the advanced individual training, if you just try and go to your real estate duty assignment without having any of that training, you know what you're going to be? A failure. That's right. Oh, you could get lucky. You could get very, very lucky. But the odds of you getting very, very lucky, slim and none. Yeah. That's right. There's no other way to say it. Now, why should you listen to me? Why should you listen to this guy on this side of the radio? Because, you know, I've already pointed out to you that you've got to be careful where you get your information from. You know, I talked a little bit about those blogs out there. There's podcasts out there, too. This radio show gets converted into a podcast. So, you know, you've got to ask yourself, you know, hopefully I've got you thinking. You've got to ask yourself, why do I listen to this Al Gordon guy? What is it that he knows that I don't know? Well, I'll tell you, I might know a little bit more than you do. And I'm not bragging, and I'm not trying to be, you know, egotistical. I'm just saying that I have had a highly qualified education in real estate investing. See, I came to Lifestyles Unlimited with a bad track record. I really did. You know, I owned three different duplexes. I operated them incorrectly, mainly because they didn't know what the heck I was doing. Because like I said earlier, I was following somebody else's map, which taught me how to buy, but it didn't teach me how to buy correctly. And it certainly didn't teach me how to properly operate the properties. So, you know, I was floating. I thought it was okay to pay money every month so that your tenants had a place to live. Yeah. That's the kind of stinking thinking I had. You know, I thought it was okay for a renter to miss a rent payment and not charge a late payment. Yeah. I thought, oh, you know, they're having a bad day. Let me help them out. But what an idiot I was. Yeah, guaranteed idiot. So when I tell you you should listen to me, it's because I've gone from the idiot to somebody that is effectively owning and operating single family units. I'm also heavily invested into multifamily. Now, I don't personally operate those. I am a passive investor, so there's somebody else operating those properties, but I get the benefit of those operations. I get the benefit of investing with somebody that knows what the heck that they're doing, and they're creating a lifestyle for me by creating cash flow, by creating appreciation, by creating equity capture, by creating forced appreciation in multifamily, by creating the tax advantages and even the principal pay down. I'm getting the benefit of all that stuff. And the reason I'm getting the benefit of all that stuff is because I sat down and I got a proper education. I learned what I needed to learn. I learned from the right educator. I learned from the right mentors. And I'll tell you what, things are radically changed for me. So when I tell you you need to do this stuff, I'm actually speaking from my heart because I want you to enjoy the benefits that I've enjoyed. I want you to achieve financial freedom. I want you to get to a point where you've got, you know, you've got a dot on your calendar that says retirement, you know, and maybe that dot is 5 years out. But think about it. Think about it. Let's say you're 40 years old. Some of you out there are 40 years old. I know that because I've gotten emails from you guys. Okay. So you're 40 years old. The current retirement plan has you working until you're in your 60s, maybe your 70s. That's the current retirement plan. And when you get there, hopefully you saved up a bunch of money. You put it in a 401k or an IRA or a SEP or a KEOG or a TSP or a, I don't know, a simple. I think that's one of those things out there. None of them are simple. None of them are simple. They're all just glorified savings accounts. And the key thing there is society wants you to get to that point of retirement. And then they want you to start living off of that savings. And hopefully you don't outlive your savings. Now, tell you what, that was the game plan that I was following. Now, I wasn't doing real good in the stock market because I got crushed in 2008. I got out. I wasn't doing too good in real estate in 2008 because I had bought incorrectly. Okay. And I basically sacrificed whatever I had in my stocks to keep my real estate afloat because I really believed real estate was the way to go. Okay. And then I fumbled along. Yeah. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know what? Game changer. Huge, huge game changer. Because what I received was the proper education. I received everything I needed to know in the financial freedom course that we provide. Everything I needed to know was in there. There was no hype. There was no hyperbole. There was no junk filler stuff. It was just the raw information that I needed to be informed, that I needed to be correct in my real estate investing, that I needed so that I could go back to my duplexes and restructure them, because now I knew what the heck I was doing. And I'll tell you what, when they were telling me the information, my head was in my hands, my elbows were on my knees, and I was just thinking to myself, what a fool I was. What a fool. But I'll tell you what, that's all different now. And you should listen to me, because the path that I'm going to lead you down is the path of financial freedom. It is the path that will get you retired in 5 years or less. It's the path that will get you away from all those retirement plans out there. It's the path that will teach you how to use passive income to replace your ordinary income. It's going to get you to a place in your life faster than you thought you could ever get there. I'm telling you, all you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, pick your workshop. Let's get some change going in your life. Let's get some proper education. We'll be back right after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Remember, I'm telling you today, don't skip your real estate investing education. I know that there's some of you out there that you're chomping at the bit. You've had all this time on your hands to think about things, to think through things. You realize that maybe the path that you're on is not going to get you to the goal that you want to get to. Or maybe you've never even set the goal. You know, that's possible too. Maybe you're just going through the motions because that's what society told you to do. Society said, go to school, get good grades, then from there, get into a good college or a good trade school, or just go into the workforce. If you get that, if you go to college trade school, you're supposed to get good grades again, because when you come out of there, then eventually you go into the workforce. So everybody's in the workforce. Everybody is educated for the workforce. But the problem is this. The financial education that you receive regarding your own personal finances is flawed. It's flawed because what it has you doing is it has you going to work, trying to find an IRA or a 401k or some other form of investment, quote, vehicle. Okay. And actually the quote was on investment, and putting your money in there and saving your money. And, you know, you throw money in. The money is usually linked to the stock market. It seems to be going upward and to the right. You know, your stock advisor is telling you, well, you know, you're making an 8% gain per annum. You're doing pretty good. So you keep making that 8% gain. You keep making that 8% gain. Then all of a sudden, a thing like the coronavirus hits and the stock market drops over 30% in literally days. Where is your retirement plan now? Where is all that money that you socked away? I mean, if you look at the valuation of your, you know, investment account, it's not doing as good as it did, you know, prior to this coronavirus thing happening. Now, I'll tell you, in real estate, we're a little worried too. We're a little worried that, you know, maybe people can't pay their rents, because that is the economic engine that drives everything else in our business model, is that tenant paying that rental payment. And I'll tell you what, I pulled up some data earlier in the show that said, you know, 89% of people had paid their April rent. That's a really good number considering what's going on right now. So people are doing what they're supposed to do. People are getting it done. And I'll tell you what, my properties, the ones that I operate, I've got no problems. All of my tenants have paid. They've all paid. And the reason they paid, because, you know, I did a good job screening them, first of all. Second of all, I did a good job staying in communication with them when this whole thing started, because I did what's called a lease review. I looked at all of my leases and I determined who I thought was going to have a problem paying rent. And you know where I got that idea from? A mentor. Yeah, one of my mentors. He said, Al, you know, you should do this. You should go and take a look at your leases, figure out what jobs the individuals have, and then make an educated decision as to whether or not you think they're going to be, you know, gainfully employed or they're going to lose their job during this mess. And I'll tell you what, of the six tenants that I have, okay, in the three different duplexes that I own, two of them worked in the service industry. And you know what? I went, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? What if they can't pay their rent? So you know what I did? I got in communication with them and I said, hey, I understand, you know, I just wanted to check in with you. And I understand that things are, you know, kind of crazy for everybody right now. How's it going in your world? And you know what one guy told me? He said, I got laid off. I said, really? Already? Holy smokes, that was fast. He says, yeah, it was faster. And I thought maybe I was going to get laid off. I had no idea I was going to go in the first round. I said, well, what are you doing? He says, you know what? The stores in our area are hiring. Amazon is hiring. I just went out and applied and I got myself a job, because I need to keep putting food on my table. I need to keep taking care of my family. I can't rely on a government stimulus check that may or may not arrive. I've got to do the things that I've got to do. And I thought, you know what? This guy's got it going on. You know, I did a good job selecting this guy as a tenant. He paid on time. It was amazing, because he did what he needed to do in this environment. And I'll tell you what, I'll link it all back to the education that I received and the mentoring I received, because I was able to avert a problem. Now, I had another guy that was in the service industry. Yeah, he lost his job too, but he had saved up some money. See, I was really concerned about this guy because he always paid late. Always. And I always got a late fee from him. Yeah, I never figured it out. And this time he paid on time. And you know what I was doing? I was waiving late fees. Yeah, go figure. But at the end of the day, you know, he had money put aside, because when I talked to him, he says, yeah, I've got a pretty good nest egg set aside. I've got a good rainy day fund. I'll probably be okay. So I don't know what he's doing for employment, but I do know this. He was able to pay his April rent, and May is coming up. Okay. And you know what I'm going to do in the next couple of days? I'm going to do a follow-up call with those two guys just to see how things are going. Just because I want them to know that I care. Because it's a business relationship between them and me. It's okay to have a conversation, especially when you're concerned. You know, the only time that some landlords talk to their tenants is when they lease to them and when they evict them. It's terrible. It's terrible. Now, we don't evict people in Lifestyles Unlimited. Very rarely do we evict people. And the reason we have such a low eviction rate is because we take the time to properly prepare our properties. They're very competitive in the marketplace. They attract the best tenants. We do a thorough screening of those tenants so that we make a very informed decision on whether or not, as to whether or not they are the right tenant for us. And then we get them in the property. And you know what? They're good human beings. They're doing the right things. And I'll tell you what, this article I read at the beginning of the show that, you know, people are forcing evictions in Colorado, I think it was. What a moron. What a freaking moron. Oh, my gosh. You know, you can't do that. I don't know what planet that guy is on, but he's definitely not on the Lifestyles Unlimited game plan. That's for sure. We don't do stuff like that. We don't do illegal crap. We just don't do it. That's illegal. And I'll tell you what, we teach you how to do stuff legal at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's just the way it is. Now, let me just talk a little bit about books, because I think books are a great source of information. Books are a great source of education. Books have helped me immensely throughout my life. But not all books are good. You know, there's a bazillion real estate books out there. Which one do you choose? Which one do you choose? Now, we've got a reading list at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you'd like to get a copy of our reading list, all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for our 7-day starter kit. Okay, you'll find it right there on the webpage there. Just sign up for that. The reading list is included as a part of that. And those are what we consider good books. But what about the books that aren't so good? What about the books that give you bad information? How do you know which book is the right book? Well, Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't have any books. No, we don't write guru books. We don't do anything like that. What we do is we provide a solid educational framework. And we do it very well. And we have highly competent, highly capable, been there, done that, got the t-shirt people educating you. These are not people that, you know, show up and they've got the, you know, they look like they stepped off a magazine cover and everything, and they've got a good pitch with no substance. No, these are people that actually have made millions of dollars in real estate. And these are the people that are teaching you. Yeah, that's the way we do it. There's no other way to do it but the right way. And there's gurus out there that are doing it a different way. And I'll tell you what, they're damaging people. And the reason I know this is because we have members that come from these other programs that come to our program and go, wow, I didn't know there was a better way. And we kind of put our arms around them. We say, well, we're glad you found us, because we're tired of you being damaged. So make sure you take the opportunity to do what I'm suggesting you do. And that's to go to a virtual free workshop. It costs you nothing. And it will educate you. We're going to teach you how to adjust your mindset. In other words, adjust your thinking from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. Very important step. You've got to start thinking differently. We're going to show you how we buy single-family properties. We're going to show you how we buy multifamily properties. We're going to show you the five different ways we make money in real estate and how we operate our home offices. That's what we're going to teach you. We're going to give you the framework to do that, those things. And it's the entry-level framework that you need to get going. Now, to get to this free workshop, all you have to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, you're going to see different events that are available to you. You only have to pick one. We've got one actually tonight. It's going to run from 8:30 to 10 o'clock Central Time. So for you folks out on the West Coast, that's going to be 6:30 to 8. For those of you out on the East Coast, it's going to be 9:30 to 11. Might be a little late for you guys. Maybe you want to choose the one on April 25th that'll kick off at noon Central Time. Whatever you do, you've got to get yourself educated. And I'll tell you what, there's no better place to start than with us. And remember, it's not about the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.